Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strength and Skills podcast. Welcome to the Corona version. Here are your hosts, Dennis Piccolo.
Hello, everyone.
And me, Nick Tibusek. All right, let's get it on. We're going to provide you with as much as information about training right now as possible. This is the first, it's the second episode, but the first one where we really talk about training. And today's episode is about how you train at home if all you have is actually your flat and maybe some rubber bands, and that's it.
Yep. So if you listen to the first episode, we highly advise you to at least get a pull-up bar and some rings. Yes. But yeah, if you don't even have that or have no possibility to hang them up anywhere, and you're just left with that, it doesn't mean that you can't work out. And today we will provide you with some useful training splits. So answering the questions, how many times do I have to work out a week? If I'm at home, for example, do I have to work out every day like crazy and do 10,000 burpees? The answer is no.
If any one of you comes to the idea he has to do some burpees now, stop listening now and go kill yourself. Fucking hell.
That's not exaggerated. But there are better things to do. And we will give you some advice to some exercises, some ideas you can do, some rep ranges and general volume guidelines to respect. If you work out at home, first thing is it doesn't mean that you just maintain your muscle mass or you fight atrophy. That's everything I read on Instagram right now. That's bullshit. You can build progressions working out at home. Doesn't mean that you do the same shit every day. You can still progress. You can make exercise harder, and you will grow by doing that. If you do your 5-minute routine of I have no idea what every day, you won't get stronger. You won't get better. You will stay stuck there. And yeah, then you will only maintain your muscle. But if you have a decent plan, you have a coach, and he knows how to work and how to make things harder, you will be able to progress.
Absolutely.
So let's get it on.
Let's get it on. The first thing we got to take care of is that's actually something we definitely have to talk about now, is how do you structure your week right now? So actually, it is not such a big difference to what you do usually. Yeah. So if you can train like 6 days a week. Yeah, we definitely would say a good combination would be a push pull legs split. Mm-hmm. If you just want to train like 4 days a week, an upper lower is a good split. But yeah, you can also do the upper lower for 6 days a week, so that's completely okay. There are several versions. You could also do like an upper lower full body legs version. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it, but what's very important for you to know is your frequency per muscle group to at least contain the muscle mass you have would be like 2.
Yeah,
train the muscle group 2 times a week. Very important. All right. From here on, the next thing, what's very important is make sure to be at least make it possible to train the big six in any way. So the big six would be a vertical pull and a vertical push, a horizontal pull and a horizontal push, and for the legs, of course, a push and the pull. So as some examples, usually vertical pull would be something like a pull-up. A vertical push would be something like a handstand push-up. Horizontal pull and push would be like pulling the rows, pushing maybe some push-ups. And legs would be like some squat variations and maybe some Nordic curls. That's the stuff that's pulling and pushing in everything. So that's what you definitely can do at home. I hope you're not alone. Maybe you have your little brother, sister, girlfriend, mommy, anyone who might help you with some stuff. And so you stay fit, they stay fit, everybody stays fit in these times. All right.
Very good. So should we start with some advices and things you can use in vertical pulling, maybe, which is the hardest?
I think so. Let's begin with the general upper pulling stuff, and we start off with the vertical pulling.
So vertical pulling is probably the most difficult to do if you have no equipment, but it doesn't mean that it's not possible. So to do pull-ups, for example, you can use a door frame. It's not optimal. Maybe put a towel on it, but you will be able to pull yourself up to do negatives if you can't do a pull-up yet. And if that's too hard for you, for example, you can take a rubber band and stuck it on top of the door frame, close the door, and you can attach a broomstick or just use the loop band and do lat pull downs, for example, and single arm leg pull downs, for example. And that way your vertical pulling is all covered up. You have other exercises like completely bare bone at home for vertical pulling?
That's mostly it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Very important to say here, be creative with the stuff you do now.
Yeah.
Don't back up, back down. Yeah. So really be creative with the stuff you do. Think of what's the movement I usually do, and then adapt to the situation you're in. That's very, very important. We give you some hints now, but in the end, this is up to you really wanting it. And as we said in the first episode, this now shows who really wants it.
Yeah. And of course, if pull-ups are too easy for you, first of all, doing them on a door frame isn't that easy because like the fingers are a limiting factor and you will grow some decent like forearms doing that. And you can try to do a bit more of an archer variation if they're too easy and like shift your weight to one side more than the other. And there is always a way to make it harder. Make them slow, 5 seconds up, 5 seconds down.
Do the hardest variation, the real variation. Do some arched back pull-ups
on a door frame. Or take your pants off, and so it's harder to pull yourself up and you don't slide as nicely on the door. And you have you have resistant band pull-ups. Like there's always a possibility. And for most people that maybe just went to the gym like that, it is like it's a great moment if you can do a pull-up to learn it, to move a bit, to use your time wisely. Yeah. So maybe let's go to some easier exercises, horizontal pulling, which can be a very good base if you can't do vertical pulling at all, or you don't have any possibility to do vertical pulling. You can really concentrate on horizontal pulling, these months. And these are way easier to do at home. So my absolute favorite is probably, if you just have a desk or a table and archer pull-ups, so horizontal archer rows actually, with 2 seconds on top, I bet you won't be able to do 10. They're hard as hell. And you will gain some decent muscle mass doing those. If those are too hard, do normal horizontal pull-ups there. You can even take a towel and stuck it on top of a door frame and do rows like that. And you can change the height and make them harder or easier for you. Yeah. So there's ways to progress. So you start a certain height, you reach maybe 12 or 3 times 12, and you can put them lower and start over again in lower rep ranges. And you always go next to failure and rear one, rear two, you will grow. Like, your body doesn't know if it's weight or not.
There we go.
Yeah. You can do them supine on a table too. Those feel extremely good on the biceps, especially if you go past the table itself. It's kind of difficult to explain, but if you don't put your chest towards the table, but you go under the table and push the table behind your back, it's extremely good isolation move for the biceps. Have you ever tried those? They're very easy to do on rings. So you lay down, you take the rings in a supine position, and you bring the rings over your head.
I got you.
Yeah.
I like them. All right. That's actually some stuff you can also do with some rubber bands.
Exactly.
So that's the next thing. If you're not so much into calisthenics things, or maybe want to add some more volume into it, there's a very, very good way to use some rubber bands for this. We recommend you to get yourself some rubber bands. Check out Gonation or Via Fortis for this. To get your rubber bands there, you actually already know that we teamed up with them, and with the code Strength and Skills, you're going to get a good, I think that's discount.
Yeah.
There we go. I think that's an important one. Get yourself at least some bands, because if you have the bands, you can actually do a lot more stuff, like band pull aparts, some decent rowing variations, mm-hmm. in every kind of rowing variations.
Yeah. In every angle, you can do curls.
Can do some curls and also do some behind the neck pulled stuff. Yeah, doing some dislocations to strengthening your rotator cuff and shoulder girdle. And also what's a pretty cool one, I think that one will kill you. Check out on YouTube the FRC swimmer car. Just check it out and do it. And enjoy, and shoot me a message if you did so. And if you're able to do more than 5 of these in a row, please make a video and tag me.
Yeah, challenge accepted.
That's killing. You have no idea how heavy your arms can be.
So,
let's get it on. I think upper pushing is a lot more easy for most people, as we can start off with vertical pushing. And
my favorite.
I know. Vertical pushing, and let's start off with the really hardest exercise. I think handstand push-ups, doing them free is a pretty good one. And I think that's actually a skill you can work on pretty well right now.
Exactly.
If you already have your handstand push-up, work on some 90-degree handstand push-ups.
Yeah. Work on full ROM push-ups, work on getting more reps. You can do everything you want. And if you don't have it, work on your handstand. Well, you can do that at home. The room is big enough that you won't hit your feet anywhere.
I'm a big guy. I'm having problems with that.
But you can work on your handstand. And if handstand push-ups are too hard for you, you can start with incline push-ups. First of all, V push-ups on the floor, V push-ups with elevated feet, V push-ups in full ROM. And most of you guys won't be able to do those already.
I think some people might know V push-ups on the name of pike push-ups.
Pike push-ups, yeah. V or pike push-ups, so same thing. If you're able to do those in full ROM, try some handstand push-ups with back to the wall. If those don't work, do some negative firsts, work towards your first handstand push-up with back to the wall, get some reps in, learn to do them full ROM, learn to do them with the belly to wall, which is harder from the coordination. Try to focus on glutes and core to not lose the tension there, so that you do them as strict as possible and you can work on your shoulders, which you want, as much as possible, and then learn to do it free.
I think another good version would be, and that's something everybody can work on a little bit more, do some bridge push-ups, actually. Mm-hmm. You can also do them with elevated feet and stuff like that. So you increase your mobility, your handstand will definitely profit from that. And doing all the shoulder and triceps work that you should do now.
Absolutely true.
So here we go. Actually, if you have some bands, you can all the time make your stuff a little bit harder with some bands. So if you're still on the shoulder gains train, you can do some laterals with the bands. Mm-hmm. Don't take the heavy bands for that. But no. You may feel it. You actually can't move.
Yeah. And use higher rep ranges. Or even there, like, just two packs of water bottle are more than enough to get a decent pump. Volume pump and growth in your side delts. So you can hit those two.
So let's go for the horizontal push-in. I think that's a pretty easy one, as we definitely have several hundred versions of different push-up variations. So here we go with some stuff, like a mix-up of vertical and horizontal. The Hindu push-up is a pretty cool one.
True.
And it will kill your shoulders again. But from there on, most of the horizontal stuff, I think let's start off with the really hard ones. I think if you're very strong, of course, do your planche push-ups. But I think if you're that strong, you probably don't listen to this episode.
Planche push-ups are pretty particular too, because usually I think if you think about horizontal pushing, it's about hitting the chest a lot, at least if you're a gym goer. And planche push-up are more like front delt work.
It depends on how you perform them, I think.
Yeah. But performing them with an open chest and a protraction at the same time is there's no right or wrong, but it's difficult for most people just because of anatomy reasons.
What works pretty well for most people and is definitely performable for everyone is the pseudo planche push-up.
Exactly.
That's one version I really recommend to you. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it depends a little bit on the lean you have, but it's one of the hardest push-up versions you can actually do.
Yeah.
You just die on it.
Those fry your shoulders completely.
And you're right, you can just kill your chest with that. You just have to be a little bit wider.
Yeah. And one of my favorites, for example, are actually archer push-ups with holds on, like 3 seconds down, 1 second at the bottom, and up again. Or, for example, I do them weighted now, just normal push-ups with backpack and 25 kg in it. And
be creative there. Exactly. You can fill up a backpack with some books.
Yeah.
And if you don't read, fucking hell.
Exactly. Start reading. Because
it's hard for you.
So, let's say horizontal pushing will be the least of your worries. Or you can just put some bands, do push-ups with resistant bands.
Do the classic. Do some one-arm push-ups. But if you perform one-arm push-ups, make sure you don't turn your body. Your body should be exactly in the same position as it would be in a normal push-up. When you got a turn in the one-arm push-up, you're not strong enough for it.
Yeah.
And that's a completely okay, as you can just switch the angle.
So, like, do them with one hand on the table and you will be able to hit your chest very well. That's why I usually prefer archer push-ups with a minimum resistance, since I can really lead in one direction and concentrate on the contraction in the chest.
Actually, that's a good thing, I think.
Because, like, a perfect one-arm push-up is extremely rare.
Yeah, and very hard. But, again, a skill you can work on now.
Exactly. So
what you definitely can do when you do your workouts now, just make sure to have one skill on the first exercises. So maybe for the pushing exercises, like if we had like an upper push pull legs, yeah, then you can start off with some handstand push-ups, do the next exercise as a one-arm push-up or a variation of it, and then go on with some push-ups and pike push-ups.
Exactly. So you get skill work in, technique work in, and you get the volume in so that you can grow and get stronger in them. And you will, like, as a progression, maybe you won't have your plates or numbers, but you will get closer to a certain skill. And I'm telling you, that's the most beautiful progress you can have. It's extremely fun, and you will see how you will change, and your body will change, just following that and following, like, a goal that is a skill.
Absolutely. There we go.
So, legs.
I think we can
move on now.
Yeah. Let's start off with some lower body pulling stuff for the legs. So I think that's also a very hard thing to develop, that to really get the hammies work. But there are loads of stuff you definitely can do about it, as it's easier to implement the glutes actually than the hammies into bodyweight stuff. So the king of everything in the lower body pulling stuff is definitely the Nordic curl.
Yeah.
And I know less people who are really ready to perform this, but there are some people. And actually, I saw one video of an Italian guy. I think he was Italian. It's completely crazy. He did them one-legged.
Yeah, yeah.
And weighted.
Yeah, with 32 or 60 kilograms. Yeah, Spinazzola. Yeah.
Fucking hell. That guy is a complete different level.
Yeah.
But I always say the Nordic curl is the lower body front lever.
Yeah.
As it's really, it's a hard skill.
Yeah. I have them in my plan. And there's ways to make it easier. Like, or you can use a loop band to help yourself, or you can do the easier version of it where you don't go down straight, but you, like, go in a 90-degree angle with the body, and then you lean forward, and you help yourself a tiny bit with the arms. That's what I'm doing. It looks pretty sad, but I feel my hammies.
Negatives are a good way. Yeah. So you can really, really find several ways to make that work. So I think that's the king exercise, and from there on you should just bring in some more exercises. Like, you can also do some single leg RDLs now, using again maybe just your body weight. But what's also possible is again to use a backpack with some books in there or something.
Bands.
Some bands are definitely a good thing to add on. So you just stand on one part of the band and the other part of the band is around your shoulders. So you still can do that stuff. That's actually also the case if you want to do some good mornings or RDLs now. You can still do that with the rubber bands. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's something you can do. I think what's also important to say is you can still do some leg curls.
Yeah.
Using maybe some plastic bags or something that slips over the floor.
Yeah. You can slide, like go in a bridge and slide them forward and back. Those are a killer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what you can also do is using your rubber bands for leg curls. Still portable. So make them somewhere, put them somewhere, maybe on the heater, somewhere there. And
radiator, I think. Yeah.
That's the word, yeah.
That's the word. You're
on the word. Thank you. and just make the curls, baby.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the stuff we can do right now. And you can also, for the glutes now, do some stuff. Some glute bridges, one-legged hip thrusts. And actually, if you keep the hip stable, yeah, actually, you don't need that much weight.
Yeah. If you squeeze your glutes as hard as you can, you stay on one leg, or for example, like stay... push your arms up too, that your back isn't on the floor. It's extremely hard to keep tension in the glutes, and it fries you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bulgarian split squats are hard by themselves too, or you can put some extra weight on them.
That's the more thing.
Lower barring pushing stuff, which is.
Yeah. I would recommend two exercises actually for the lower body pushing. And as the hardest or first exercise you should do. So there is the pistol squat, of course, which is actually a very hard variation, but I think the most underestimated but most effective exercise, and for most people definitely doable exercise, will be the step up.
Yeah.
Which is just performable on your next chair. And I hope you have a chair in your flat. actually, the step up is an exercise which is they checked out in a study which exercises are the best exercise for the glutes. Mm-hmm. And actually, the number one exercise was the step up. Better than hip thrust.
So do your step ups.
Yeah, many greetings to Brad Contreras. Your part.
the glute master.
The glute guy. All right. Yeah. For the lower body, just bodyweight exercises. You can do some Cossack squats. Make some Goku proud. You can do also some lunges.
Yeah.
And do them also weighted. That's an easy way. Do some sumo squats. You can also do that, and also
do them banded.
Banded yeah. was the word. Yeah. Mm. So you can still do your air squat banded, and what is something that's pretty underestimated, but in case of hypertrophy, make sure to restrict the blood flow.
Blood flow restriction methods. Yeah.
That's an easy way. To still keep on going there and make it really hard for your legs. So yeah. That's a pretty good thing. You can also do that for arms, but
yeah. And in everything, like if stuff feels too easy, just make the time under tension higher by doing them extremely slow, by putting holds in them. For example, if you do pistol squats and they feel super easy, try to make 1 second hold, not at the complete bottom, but short before you fall into the hole, because the pistol squat, you're kind of comfortable in the last position. If you stay there for 1 second before you fall down completely and go up again, your quads are dead. And if you're very strong and you just don't feel stable enough on pistol squats, you can put a weight in front of you, which will help you, or use bands, or use like a chair behind you. Like pistol squat is the skill you can work on right now if you wanna like to have a goal and see you get better, to see that you get better actually.
So the skills we recommend to you right now, if you have no equipment, are the handstand push-ups, maybe some planche work. Do some Nordic curls, or learn the skill, learn the pistol squats, and maybe learn the pistol squats without a butt wing.
Yeah.
Max exercise.
those are, yeah.
Most people. So with these goals in the mind, you definitely are able to train pretty hard.
And last one, a front lever. A front lever is always possible, even just with a table. You can always hang, or a door frame. You can pull yourself up and you can do very good lat work. So don't forget about that.
Definitely. There we go.
So you can actually learn everything. Everything you need right now is some motivation, the time you have, and get a coach, get started.
That's it. We're here to help you. Reach out to us, and we're going to help you with that.
Yeah.
Get it on. Make your gains. We hear you, or you hear us, tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.